This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The case against the former Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy charged in the shooting death of Christian Glass will proceed after his boss took a plea deal and six other officers were charged. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
Former Deputy Andrew Buen is set to appear at another hearing at the end of the year. His boss, former Sergeant Kyle Gould, pleaded guilty earlier this month to criminally negligent homicide and was given a fine and 2 years probation. Buen faces second-degree murder charges, and his attorneys have mentioned they may request the case get moved to another county. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
State lawmakers are in the middle of their special session on property taxes. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Governor Jared Polis called the special session after the Democratic-backed initiative to reduce property taxes failed overwhelmingly at the ballot. Democrats want to soften swiftly rising property taxes and increase the money for emergency rental assistance. The plans they're considering are 1 year only and don't use Tabor surplus money to backfill local governments. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new pipeline is part of a $73 million water project underway in northern El Paso County in the town of Monument. Triview Metropolitan District Manager Jim McGrady says the plan is to mostly replace the district's reliance on diminishing well water.
This project brings renewable water into northern El Paso County in an area that is not blessed with a lot of groundwater.
The project could be completed next summer. There's rain and snow along the Front Range for today, then sunny tomorrow. This is CPR News.